your voice.
Now it is.
Now it is.
Okay, fine. So we'll start from the two dots. Amar Mar. So the Mishnah said, what is the time for Arvi? Yeah, we're starting at Bet Amud Aleph. Well, we'll just start from there. I know Rabbi Greenberg finished the period at the end of the page, but just a little chazar, and it's just part of the same sugya. It's on the next page, so it'll be easier to start from the two dots. Amar Mar, Mishnah Shakon, Shakon, Nichasin, Echol, Bichumatan. So we asked in the Mishnah, what time is the time for Arvi? So when the Kohanim go to either Truma, so Mikdi, let's consider Kohanim Eimat Ka'achli Truma, right? So when do the Kohanim go in Truma? So we answer, we shall say Tzeder Kohavim. So it's from the time of nightfall when you see the three stars. So Litani, Mishat Tzeder Kohavim. So why doesn't the Mishnah just teach from Shad Tzeder Kohavim, from the time of the three stars? So the Mishnah is teaching us something like by the way, just a roundabout, an additional thing. So we learn that the Kohanim eat Truma from the time of Tzeder Kohavim. We learn something else, the Kapara lo Me'akva, right? That the Kapara, the Korban that the Kohen has to bring is not Me'akev, it doesn't prevent him from becoming pure, from becoming Tahor. Kedetanya, like we learned in Abraita, Uva Hashemesh V'Taher. Right? And the sun came and the day was purified. Biat Shim Shom Me'akev Atom Le'achul B'Truma. So the coming of the sun, i.e. the sun setting, is what stops him from eating Truma. Ve'in Kaparato Me'akev Atom Le'achul B'Truma. And the korban that he bring does not stop him from eating Truma, i.e. he can eat Truma even though he doesn't bring the Korban, as long as the sun is set. Okay, so now we're starting from where Rabbi Greenberg left off. Umimai, dehai, uva shemesh, biyata shemesh, v'havi taher, taher yoma. Right, so how do we know, the Gemara asks a question, how do we know that this ba shemesh means that the setting of the sun to nightfall. And when the pasuk says v'taher, it means that the day is purified. Gemara asks, Dilma biat oro. Well, we just turned the page over to Bet Amud Bet. Dilma biat oro hu umay v'taher taher gavra. Right. So the Gemara asks a different possibility or interpretation of the pasuk is that Ba Shemesh means the setting of the sun, not till Tzeder Kohavim, but rather till, I guess, Bein HaShemesh or Relay before Tzeder Kohavim. And V'taher, it means Taher Gavra, and it's a tzivui, Rashi says, it's a tzivui on the Kohen to purify himself, rather than the day itself becomes purified once the sun is set. So Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila, Imken. So if this so, if this interpretation is so, lema kra vayitaher, right? Let the pasuk say vayitaher as a commandment. My vitaher, what does it mean vitaher? As in a passive sort of sense, that it becomes purified. So taher yoma, it means that the day is purified, rather than the person. That rather than it's a command for the person to be purified. Kedamar inshe, like people say, yarev shim shavit ki yoma. The night comes and the day is purified. Okay, so now the Gemara relates a story. B'ma'arva, in the west, in Eretz Yisrael, ha de Rava bar Rav Shila lo shmi'a lehu. Rava bar Rav Shila didn't hear this teaching. Uvau la mi'bai, and someone came and asked him, hi. Uvau shemesh bi'at shimsho hu umay v'taher. Hi ba'at shimsho hu umay v'taher. Tayer yoma. O dilma, Biat orohu umay v'taher tayer gavra. So we have the same case, right? What does this pasuk mean? Uvashemesh v'taher. It doesn't mean that the sun sets in at Tzeder Kohavim, and then once the sun sets, the day is purified, and ergo the kohen is purified with the day. Or does it mean that that uvashemesh when the sun starts setting, and v'taher means that the it's a command on the kohen to purify himself. So v'hadar pashtula mibraita. After they asked the question, it became simple, or it was came apparent from a braita. Mitiktani b'braita that we learn in a braita. Simon ledavar, a sign for the thing is tzeder kochavim. Is tzeder kochavim, Right? So apparently we learn from the Braita that it is a time of Tzedek Kochavim. So Vashemesh V'Taher means until Tzedek Kochavim, and then once Tzedek Kochavim comes, the day becomes purified and the Kohen becomes purified with the day. Shema Mina Biyat Shimshahu Umay V'Taher Tar Yoma. So we learn from here that Vashemesh V'Taher, like we said, is the day becomes purified with Tzedek Kochavim. Okay, other two dots. Amar Mar, Master said, Mishah Shakonim Nichasin Lechol B'Trumatan. So the time for Zman Kriyat Shema starts when the Kohanim meet their Truma. That's what we said in our Mishnah. Or Minhu, we have a contradiction, contradicting Baraitam. Eima Taikorin Shema Ba'arvin. When we Shema Naitem Yishani Nichnas Achol Pita B'Melach. When the poor person goes to eat his pita in salt. Adisha Sha'omer Li Pater Mitoch Su'udato. And the end of the time is when the ani finishes his meal, right? So from the start of his meal to the end of his meal. So it seems to be a contradiction. So the Gemara clarifies, Seifa Vaday Pligam Atnitin. Right? The Seifa for sure is a contradiction on our Mishnah, because our Mishnah has three opinions with respect to when the latest time you can say Kriya Shema. One is the soonest one is Rabbi Ezer, which is one third through the way of the night, which is for sure later than when the Ani finishes his meal. So the Sefer for sure contradicts our Mishnah. Reisha Milama Plegama Tinitin. Reisha, who says it contradicts our Mishnah? Lo, Ani Vekoan Chachirahu. Right, the ani and the kohen is one shear, which is the same time that the ani starts eating his meal, starts dipping his pita in salt, is the same time that the kohen eats his truma, becomes pure. Okay, so the Gemara brings another contradiction from a braita or apparent contradiction. Reminhu meimatay matchilin kriyat shema ba'arvit. When is the time that you can start? So we're sending Kriyat Shema at night. Misha Shabine Adam Nichnasin Lechol Pitan B'Arvi Shabbato, Divur Rabbi Meir. So it's the time when people sit down to eat on Leil Shabbos, according to Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim Omri Misha Shakonim Zakain Lechol B'Trumatan. And Chachamim say, like Chachamim are in accordance with our Mishnah, they say that it's the time when Kohanim are allowed to eat their truma. Similar davar tzeder kochavim, which is the time of tzeder kochavim. Vafal pi shein ra'i ledavar, zecher ledavar. Even though there's not a proof for it, there is a remembrance for it in the pasuk. It brings shenamar v'anachnu osim b'melacha, and we are doing work. V'chaitzim machzikim b'merachaim yalot hashachar at tzeder kochavim. And we work from Alot HaShachar until Tzedek Kochavim. Ve'omer, and another pasuk says, Ve'hayu lanu halayla mishmar ve'hayom melacha. And the night was for us a guarding. We guarded during the night. Ve'hayom melacha, and the day was for working. So the Gemara asks, my ve'omer, what's this extra pasuk coming to teach us? L'chor, we see that we have a reference for Tzedek Kochavim from the first pasuk. Why do we need the second pasuk? V'chi teima, it's coming to teach you because you might come to say v'chi teima michi arva shimsha lel yehu. When the night when the sun starts to set, it's considered nighttime. V'inhu demichashechi umekadmi, and these people. In the previous pasuk, they get up early to do work. Alot HaShachar is earlier than Netzachama, and they stay late to finish their work. I.e., the time that the sun starts setting, rather they stay till Tzedek Kochavim, but they can do it from. Really, they're staying extra and not from the time that. Really, they're staying extra, and they could leave, or they could not start working, or they can stop working when the sun starts to set. So Tashma, so it comes to teach us V'haylanu alayla mishmar v'hayom lacha. It's come to teach us that. It's come to teach us V'haylanu halayla mishmar. So that's why we need the extra pasuk to say that the day that these people were working was from Alot HaShachar until Tzedek Kochavim, and Tzedek Kochavim is the time, is the Zecher that the Gemara was mentioning, is the Zechira for when the end of the day is, right? And it's really not when the sun starts setting, but really it's when it finishes setting and the three stars come out. Okay. So, Kasal Kadatach, let it enter your mind. Dani v'nei Adam Chad Shirahu. Dani v'nei Adam Chad Shirahu. So we have three opinions. Let's go back for a second. We had the opinion of Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara is going to deal with the three differing opinions right now. We have the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who said the time when you can start saying Kriyat Shema is when people sit down to eat. We had the opinion, I think it was Rabbi Eliezer. Give me a second. We just had an opinion above by the two dots that it's when the ani comes and sits down to eat, and we have the opinion in our Mishnah that it's when the Kohen goes to eat his truma. Right? So we have three different opinions. We have our Mishnah, we have the original Braita by the two dots, and we have Rabbi Meir. So now it's trying to reconcile, the Gemara is going to try and reconcile which of these are the same, or what's going on with these. So, Kasal Kadach, the Ani uvnei Adam, that the case of Ani, when the Ani goes down to sit and eat, uvnei Adam, when people go sit down to sit and eat, chad shiurahu. V'yamart Ani v'kohen chad shiurahu, and if you want to say the Ani and the Kohen is one shiur, chachamim hainu Rabbi Meir, right? Then you're forced to say that chachamim is the same opinion as Rabbi Meir. Why? Because chachamim is the opinion of our Mishnah, and Rabbi Meir said that the time is when an ani is, right? So why is Rabbi Meir opinion just repeating the opinion of Chachamim? In which case, Elashmamina ani shiura l'chud v'kohen shiur l'chud. Rather, you have forced to say that the ani is one shiur, is one time, and the ko, and when the kohen eats his truma, when the kohen is allowed to eat his truma, is another time. So the Gemara says, lo. This is not the case. Rather, ani v'kohen chad shiurahu. Right, ani, the ani in the kohen is one shiur. The ani uvnei adam lav chad shiurahu. And the poor person, which is the opinion of the bright up top, and uvnei adam lav chad shiurahu. I assume the Gemara switched these around, right? They didn't give a reason, but I assume he switched it around to make the opinion of the Braita in accordance with Chachamim, because otherwise, if you put the Ani and the Kohen, if you put the Ani and the Kohen against each other, then you're forced to put the Bnei Adam, which is the opinion of Rabbi Meir, with the Ani, and we'd have a bright in accordance with Rabbi Meir. I guess they want, the Gemara wants to put the bright in accordance with Chacham in accordance with our Mishnah, so that's why it switches it around. But let's continue and see where the Gemara goes with it. V'ani v'kohen chachirahu. The Gemara has a question. Is the poor person, the time when the poor person eats and the kohen eats his truma one time? In fact, or aminu, we have a contradiction from another braita. Meima time atchilini koshma v'arvin. From when can we start eating, when can we start saying shema in nighttime? Misha'ash kideish hayom be'arve shabbatot. From the time that we bring in Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so everyone just hold on to all the opinions here. Just bear with it because there's a lot of opinions. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mishash Akonim Mitoharim Lechol Bitrumatan. Rabbi Yeshua has opinion when the Kohanim can eat their Truma, which is the opinion of our Mishnah. So Rabbi Yeshua is in accordance with our Mishnah and Chachamim. Rabbi Meir Omer Mishash Akonim Tovlim Lechol Bitrumatan. So Rabbi Meir says from the time that the Kohanim are Tovel, when they immerse themselves in water to eat their Truma. So Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda v'halo Kohanim v'od yom hem Tovlim, but Rabbi Yehuda asked him a question. The Kohan has to Tovel himself during the daytime, which is not at night. It's not at night at all. So how can that be the Shiur for when you can start reading Kriyat Shema at night. It doesn't really make any sense. So the Gemara leaves it for that question for now. It'll come back to it later. But it's a pretty big problem for me, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Chinyana Omer, Misha She'ani Nichnas Lechol Pito. So Rabbi Chanina is opinion of the brayta up top, which he holds that the time for Kriyat Shema is when the ani eats his, when the poor person eats his bread and salt. Rabbi Achai ve'amrei Rabbi Varmila Rabbi Acha Omer Misha Sherov bnei Adam nichnasin lahasev. When most, so Rabbi Achai's opinion is when most people start to eat dinner. Is the time that you can start saying Kriyat Shema. Fine, so this was all, we brought this whole long braita to clarify, or it was a contradiction to the opinion that we held earlier that ani and kohen is one shiur. So the Gemara gets back to it. If we're going to say that the time that the ani goes and eats his food and the Kohen is allowed to eat the Truma is in fact one time, is the same time. Rabbi Chinina, Hainu Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Chinina, which is the opinion of the Ani in this Braita, is the same person as Rabbi Yeshua, which has the opinion of the Kohen in this Braita. And they are obviously not just repeating each other's statements. They're saying novel things, so that cannot possibly be true. So rather, we're forced to have the opinion that the time when the ani eats his bread, that eats his bread and salt, is a different time than when the kohen is allowed to eat his truma. And it seems from this also that the opinion of Rabbi Meir is different than both of them, and Rabbi Meir holds that. It's when Bnei Adam start eating their food, like regular people start eating their food, and it seems to be a different time than both of these. So we have three different opinions in regards to when we can start. The opinion of Rabbi Meir, which is when no regular people eat, Bnei Adam. The opinion of Rabbi Chanina, when the poor person starts eating, the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, when the Kohen, which is our Mishnah, when the Kohen starts eating. So the Gemara asks, which one of these is later? Rashi says, Daniel de Kohen, right? Is the Kohen late? Which time is later in the day or more into nightfall? Is it the opinion of the ani or the kohen when the kohen starts eating his chum, or when the ani starts eating his bread? It's logical to say that the time when the ani starts eating his bread is later than when the kohen starts eating his chum, or the amr the ani mukdam, because if you're going to say that the ani is before, Rabbi Chinina, Haini Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Chinina has the same opinion as Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Because apparently, this I didn't understand, this I have to look up in the English. Rabbi Eliezer is the time between. If the time before the Kohen. When the Kohen the closest time before the Kohen can eat I don't know how to phrase this, the more significant time in which the Kohen when you can recite Kriyat Shema, or the most significant there, I guess the night's broken up into significant time periods, right? And the significant time period before the Kohen can eat his Truma is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, in which is um, when we bring in the Shabbos, right? So there is no significant time period between when we bring in the Shabbos and when the Kohen can eat his Truma. So if we're going to say that the Ani is for the Kohen, that we're saying it's the same actual same time period as when you bring in the Shabbos, which is the same opinion as Rabbi Eliezer. And it can't possibly be that that the two rabbis have the same opinion, that Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Eliezer have the same opinion. So rather we're forced to say that the time of the Ani, that eating his truma, is after the time in which the Kohen is allowed to... I'm sorry, the time that Ani eats his bread is after the time in which the Kohen can eat his truma. Was that understood by everyone? Because I didn't really understand it until I looked in the English. Yes, no, maybe. Okay. Elav Shma Mina, the Ani Me'ochar Shma Mina. Right, rather we're forced to say that the time of the when the Ani eats his bread is later than the time that the Kohen eats his truma. Short. We'll end on the next page at the top. Amar Mar, Amar Le Rabbi Yehuda. Right, so we're going back to the Mishnah, the Braita that we quoted, in which Rabbi Meir said that the time for when you can recite Kriyat Shema is when the Kohen is Toval to become pure. Right, but Rabbi Yehuda had the question. Amar Le Rabbi Yehuda v'halo kohanim v'od yom hem tovlim. Right, the Kohanim immerse themselves when it's still daytime. So how can you possibly say that that's the time for Kriyat Shema? So Shapir, the Gemara says, Shapir kamar le Rabbi Yehuda le Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda asked a good question on Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, Hachi Kamar. Rabbi Meir can respond like this. Hachi Kamar, like, Misavar da'ana abina shmasho di dachka amina. Ana abina shmasho di Rabbi Yossi ka amina. Who says that we hold the same shiur for bina shmashot, right? I hold the shiur of Rabbi Yossi for bina shmashot. De Amar, who said, Dama Rabbi Yossi, bina shmashot keheref ayin. Bina shmashot is like, it's gone in the blink of an eye. Zenich nas viziyotze. It comes and it goes. And you can't, there's nothing to stand on. So when Rabbi Meir says that you're Tovel say Kriyat Shema, but when he's Tovel, when the Kohen is Tovel to become pure, it's like right before Bein Hashma, like it's right at Bein Hashmashot, right? So it's, so in this opinion of Bein Hashmashot, when it only lasts for like a millisecond, it's already nightfall by that time. So it really isn't day, right? So Rabbi Huda's question on Rabbi Meir was premised that you had a long time for Bein Hashmashot, right? So he was Tovel in the day. There was a long period of Bein Hashmashot. Then you had night, right? And we were trying to figure out when that period of night was. But if you don't have that long period of Bein Hashmashot, then it's, you know, it in fact, it is at nightfall for Rabbi Meir, right? Kashya, so the Gemara goes on. It says, Kashya de Rabbi Meir, de Rabbi Meir, one Gimel Amin Aleph now, which is at the top. Kashya de Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir. We have a conflicting opinion of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir. Let's see, Rashi. Le'el, before Amar Mishashim, b'nei Adam nechzeh lechol pitan ba'arvei Shabbatot, v'hu shir mu'uchar mishal kohen. The Hacha Amar Mishat Vila Shehi Kodem Bein Hashmashot. Okay, so we had two opinions of Rabbi Meir. Before Rabbi Meir, at the top of the Betam and Aleph of the two dots, right, or somewhere around there, no, a little bit down, about a third way down, we had Rabbi Meir who said that the time for reciting Kriyat Shema, or when you can start reciting Kriyat Shema, is when normal people go out down to eat their meal. And here we have the opinion of Rabbi Meir and the Braita that we just brought about two-thirds way down the page on Betam and Bet that says that it's once the Kohen are Tovel, then you can eat, you can recite Kriyat Shema. So what do you do with these two contradicting opinions? So Gemara answers, Trei Tanai Alibi de Rabbi Meir, there are two opinions, there are two Tanaim, or two different recorded opinions of Rabbi Meir. The Gemara asks, Kashya de Rabbi Eliezer, de Rabbi Eliezer. We have, there's a problem with Rabbi Eliezer against Rabbi Eliezer. De Braita ad Rabbi Eliezer de Matinitin, right? So Rabbi Eliezer in our Braita says that you can start reciting Kriyat Shema when you bring in Shabbos, right? But we, if you go back on Bet Amud Aleph, we have Rabbi Eliezer saying that you can recite Kriyat Shema L'chora when the Kohanim are going to eat their truma. The question now assumes that the Gemara assumes that because Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah doesn't contradict the Reisha of our Mishnah, and he only has an opinion on the Seifa, i.e., he doesn't have an opinion with respect to when they can start, but saying Kriyat Shema, but rather only when they can finish saying Kriyat Shema. We assume that Rabbi Eliezer agrees with the Reisha of our Mishnah. That it's the time when the Kohen goes to eat to his truma. But it's a contradiction nonetheless. So the more answer is Trey Tanai Alibi Rabbi Eliezer. There are two Tanaim that have an opinion. There are two recorded opinions of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Tema, an alternative answer, is that Reisha Lav Rabbi Eliezer he, that in fact, the assumption that we had in the question, that Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah holds according to the ratio of the Mishnah that in fact the time for when you can start saying Kriyat Shema is when the Kohen goes to eat his truma is in fact incorrect. He just has apparently he has no opinion on our Mishnah. So there's obviously advantages to both answers, right? To say that Rabbi Eliezer just comes in and he has an opinion about when you can stop saying Kriyat Shema and rather when you can start is kind of, I guess, a little bit shvach, and to say, but it's also not the best option to say that there are, you know, two recorded opinions of Rabbi Eliezer, but the Gemara brings both anyways, and we'll stop there for today.